The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Local news.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, April 24th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles police respond to $10,000 scam incident. District Attorney Dan Dow orders South County Coalition to review legal status. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmeadow Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles Police Department responded to a report of suspicious circumstances on Wednesday. Police say that a citizen reported suspicious activity on an Uber app and reported it to law enforcement to check the welfare of a resident. Officers arrived at the home and learned that the resident had been scammed for a loss of more than $10,000. Officers identified the third-party Uber driver involved in the scam, who was sent to collect the money. They were able to contact him, and they determined the Uber driver had no knowledge of and was not involved in the scam. The money was returned to the victim. The Paso Robles Police Department is continuing to identify any potential suspects and reminds the public that debt collectors or government organizations will never send a courier to your home to collect funds or settle a debt. CHP responded to a crash report near Morro Bay yesterday afternoon at about 2:58 p.m. The incident took place at the intersection of Highway 1 and South Bay Boulevard, where a vehicle crashed into the overpass. The vehicle sustained minor front end damage, and the driver of the vehicle was injured in the crash as well. They were transported to a local hospital. No further information is available at this time. District Attorney Dan Dow orders South County Coalition to review legal status. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. San Luis Obispo County District Attorney Dan Dow sent a notice to the South County Coalition on Wednesday regarding their identification and purpose. The South County Coalition, formed March 26th, has donated over $10,000 to Supervisor Jimmy Paulding's candidacy. Dan Dow points out that this expenditure shows only support for Paulding's reelection, despite the coalition claiming it is a general purpose committee. Dow wrote, California law does not permit a committee to retain general purpose committee status when, in substance, it exists to support a single identified candidate in a single election. Dow calls on the coalition to review its legal status and determine whether it is primarily formed to support Paulding and file a Form 410 accurately identifying the committee as such. If not, the committee is asked to review and provide documentation to show its proper classification. The next Coffee with the City event for Paso Robles will be held Thursday, April 30th. Coffee with the City events take place at 7:30 a.m. in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewery, 1346 Railroad Street. The event is an informal and informational community meeting designed to provide residents with insight into current issues, projects, and topics city staff is working on. Each session typically includes a presentation by city staff, followed by a question and answer discussion, scheduled for about 1 hour. The April 30th conversation will be for the upcoming city budget for fiscal years 2026 to 2028. Staff will discuss the city's major policy topics, planned capital improvement projects, financial projections for the coming year, and more. Templeton CSD's Clutter to Cash community-wide yard sale will be held this Saturday, April 25th at 8 a.m. Official yard sale maps are now available on the CSD's website. Printed copies can also be found at the Templeton CSD office, Recreation Department office, Templeton Market and Deli, Templeton Donuts, and Upscale Resale. San Miguel's Children's Day Festival will be returning for its third year this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in San Miguel Park. The event is hosted by the San Miguel Community Friends. Enjoy a day of carnival games, races, obstacle courses, performances by local dance groups, and more. Meet animals from the Central Coast Zoo, Red Wings Horse Sanctuary, and Pacific Wildlife. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Rockies 10-8. The Dodgers shut out the Giants 3-0. The Yankees over the Red Sox 4-2. Tonight, the Giants will face the Marlins. The Dodgers will go against the Cubs. The Athletics will face the Rangers. The Angels will go against the Royals. The Yankees will face the Astros. In the NBA playoffs, tonight the Lakers will face the Rockets in Game 3. Lakers lead 2-0. In California news, 25 suspected members of the Mexican Mafia prison gang were arrested yesterday on 3 federal indictments in Orange County. Charges included kidnapping, extortion, trafficking fentanyl and methamphetamine, running illegal gambling businesses, and murdering a victim. Arrested individuals include 42-year-old Jamie Alvarado, 32-year-old Karina Chisena, and 40-year-old Mario Flores. Governor Gavin Newsom's office has released an article on the recent $20 minimum wage for fast food workers. The article says that new data from the UC Berkeley Center on Wage and Employment Dynamics found that the policy significantly increased worker pay with no impacts on jobs and minimal cost increases, about 1.5%. After filing for bankruptcy and shutting down all locations in 2023, Bed Bath & Beyond announced they will operate 12 locations throughout California. This is part of a chain-wide reset for the Contractor Store and Bed Bath & Beyond joint store format. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. Here on the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the American Sugar Beet Growers Association has announced a leadership transition, naming Zach Clark as its next executive vice president, marking a significant moment, they say, for the industry as he prepares to follow longtime leader and retiring Luther Marquardt. Grower leaders like Shane Strecker out of Montana say the decision comes after a thorough and months-long process, but Clark's experience within the organization made him a natural fit.
Like I say, Zach's a great young man, and he knows our industry. He knows our farmers. Like I said earlier, he's been under Luther's guidance for several years now, and we just think it was a great day for the ASGA to hire Zach. And like I say, Luther's shoes are huge to fill, and I think Zach's going to do a great job.
Now, the transition comes at a very challenging time for American agriculture and for the U.S. sugar industry more specifically. One of the most pressing concerns is the influx of so-called Tier 2 sugar. However, as Zach Clark prepares to take the helm of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association, growers say they're confident in his ability. He'll assume his new duties on September 8th.
Country music's Trace Atkins.
Honky tonk, honky tonk.
Live in concert Thursday, May 14th at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana. One of country music's hottest performers with special guests Corb Lund and Kenny Fiedler. Tickets on sale now at buckinghorsesale.com. Trace Atkins with Corb Lund and Kenny Fiedler at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, Miles City, Montana.
That honky tonk, but don't you go.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Mountain lions in California have faced challenges as their environments are developed. Blocked in by roads and other human-made structures, their ability to roam has been limited. In February, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife listed the species populations in parts of Southern California and the Central Coast as threatened, broadening protections for mountain lions spanning from San Francisco Bay Area to the southern border. Ranchers and rural residents say the protections given to the predator leave them with inadequate options to protect their livestock and livelihoods. When the lions become a problem, it's a very frustrating situation for anybody in rural communities, pet owners, and the ranchers, said Vince Fontana, a San Mateo County rancher. We're the ones that are living and working and basically coexisting with these animals. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 70s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. A few clouds tonight with lows in the mid-40s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, mostly sunny on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday. Mid-60s Sunday, upper 60s Monday, mid-70s on Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday, upper 70s on Thursday, 82 a week from today. Currently, it is 45 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Cave, your all news time is 6:20.
You've been told that January 6th, or J6, was a violent insurrection against the United States by a group of angry fringe MAGA supporters. Was it real, or was it staged to look like one? The 2021 film Capital Punishment scratched the surface with rumors and theories. The War on Truth, being shown at movie night 6 p.m. April 23rd at Republican headquarters, will finally provide video evidence and eyewitness testimony as to what really happened. Pizza, sodas, and snacks are available with your $20 donation. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Procter & Gamble says demand held up for its brand name products in recent months. It makes Pampers, Tide, Charmin, and Bounty. Sales rose in the quarter, and it's standing by its expectations for the year. P&G says it's been increasing investments despite the challenging geopolitical and economic environment. P&G warns the Middle East conflict will result in higher costs and a $150 million hit to its annual profit. Intel shares are jumping after its quarter was much better than expected. Intel's CPU chips are less advanced than GPU chips made by NVIDIA, but they're still in demand for artificial intelligence. And Volvo Trucks says so far it's not seeing any major disruption to its supply chain from geopolitical turmoil and Middle East tensions. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868. Paint.com.
You probably remember the great Stein's Deli in Atascadero that had all those amazing bagels. Well, they're selling wholesale all over the place at the schools your kids are eating. And they even have the bagels available at the Service Deli at Valley Fresh Market. Now, you can buy the bagels every Saturday, 9 till noon, at their commercial kitchen. It's out there on Union Road, Sweet G in Paso Robles, just east of Golden Hill. You'll be able to find it. It's real easy. You can order the Big Apple with lox and cream cheese or the bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, or just pick up a dozen great bagels. Call or follow them. You can call Brian at 805-975-5520. You can follow them on Facebook at steinsbarbecue.com. Bagels. All right, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech almost ready to go.
KPRL
238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us a Cebu play on this Friday. Coming up on this Friday, 12:30 till 2, Darsha and Kenny will be in with Open Mic Friday. Have at it with those two. All right, let's see here. What, Chris, I have, again, this is a technical question. You ready for this?
Ready for more tech support, yeah.
How are people able to scam somebody on an app?
I don't know the details of this app, or not this app, but of this scam. It was a little bit vague in the release, if I'm going to be honest. So I don't know what the scam was or what it involved.
Okay, so just for apps in general.
Apps in general.
Can somebody get into your app and do whatever?
Not if they have your login, yes. But that's not what this scam was about. So I could, you know how most scams, you know, come as a form of email or call, right?
Right.
So if an app has a sort of messaging system to it, you know, like Facebook, Instagram, or texting or whatever, then, you know, they can scam you by sending you a link or asking you to give them money because you owe something in some way, shape, or form. And some people do fall for that. As for how this scam was conducted, I don't know. I just know that the only connection to Uber with it is that the Uber driver was sent to pick up the cash.
Do you find it amazing that in, well, I guess I'll just use present, that in today's day and age, people would fall for this stuff?
No, I don't.
Really?
No, I don't find that amazing, probably because of the, oh boy. Well, let's just say back when I was in college, something I said to a coworker really stuck with him, and he didn't like me for it much, but I told him the average person is an idiot. And I don't think my opinion on that is as harsh as it is today, but I think the sentiment is still true.
Boy, so we're X amount of years apart, and I had a professor in college tell the class. It was a sociology course, and I'll never forget my freshman year. We're all sitting there, first day of class, and I don't remember his name, and he said, I want you to look around at each other in the room for a moment. This was almost the first thing he said, and, you know, we're kind of like, wow, this is weird, and we're looking around. He goes, half of you are idiots. And of course, well, not me.
The statistically, half of them probably are, but everyone always thinks they're above average, which is statistically impossible.
Well, how many of us, if we're going to take it serious, sir? Do you think you're an idiot? Yes. Who's going to check that off? It's like, okay. Most people think they're good drivers, right?
Yeah, that's exactly where I think the statistic comes from. The average person thinks they're a better than average driver, something like that.
Okay.
Which is, again, statistically impossible.
Would anybody out there be willing to call in and say that they're a lousy driver?
I'm sure plenty of people would love to call in and say that somebody they know is a lousy driver, or somebody that passed them up on the freeway is a lousy driver, or something like that, but never self-reporting.
Okay. Now, Chris has a point, because nobody's going to call in and say that. So if you really have some guts, why don't you call in and let us know if you're significant other is a lousy driver, okay? If you have the guts, or they're not at home, or they're out of town, something along those lines. Okay, would most people say that they're good cooks? Is this the same thing, that most people will not admit that they're not good at something?
Cooking, I think it's a little bit different, because I've met plenty of people who say that they're not good at cooking, they don't like cooking, or that they're bad cooks.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
But, you know, that's just anecdotal experience.
All right. I wonder which side of the aisle, male or female, would admit to having, shall we say, inefficiencies more than the other. Would most men say that they, or would... more men or more women willing to admit that they're not good at something in particular?
I think it depends on what the thing you're talking about. I'm pretty certain most men wouldn't want to admit that they're weak, for instance.
Okay. Okay. I can't use tools.
You know, I can't either.
And it doesn't bother me in the least. I mean, I could do some just minor things. I have no interest in it. No interest in it. It's frustrating, but I don't have any particular skill for it, and I never really took the time or wanted to. It's like, okay, well, I got...
It's something that bothers me only because my dad looks like a genius in comparison. I mean, he probably is. He can do a lot with tools.
Okay,
well... But it just makes me feel inadequate by comparison.
Well, again, I feel embarrassed because my wife's really good at it.
So, hey, as long as one person's good at it.
Right, but it is... there is a self of... I mean, there is a sense of frustration regarding that, not being able to do some things, because, you know, I've got some friends, and my brother-in-laws, they can take a, you know, whatever and turn it into something amazing. And they can fix anything. I can't. I can read the instructions. As a matter of fact, when Brian was young, you know, you'd get Christmas presents, and some of these presents, you know, particularly for kids, the toys and so forth, you got to put them together.
Yeah, well, especially Legos. I don't know if you ever got Brian Legos.
We probably did, but this car thing or whatever, I forget what it was, but it was a racetrack, and anyway. So we would wait till, until that time of the year, because you're going places. So Linda and I would go out, and we'd have the babysitter come over, and she would put them together for us. So the poor kid, Christmas morning, he wants to play with his thing. Is Dad going to put it together? No. Why? He's an idiot.
I mean, that should have just been extra incentive for him to learn how to do it himself.
Well, he can. He's one of those that can fix everything and do everything and all that kind of stuff. He certainly didn't inherit it from me. Anyway, all right. Any of you lousy drivers, lousy cooks, or what else goes on with you and so forth and so on? Let's see here. This came in late yesterday, just as we were going in air. Have you noticed we don't see kids in cast these days? Growing up, seeing a kid in a cast was not out of the ordinary. Now, Chris, have you ever seen anybody in a cast?
Well, in school, yes.
Okay, I mean...
But it was mostly from sports-related injuries, I think.
Was it the old hard cast?
Yes, they were.
The plaster?
Yeah.
Okay.
That everyone would sign their names on.
Right, okay. All right. I don't see many people in those anymore. I'm sure they probably exist, but because of technology, you don't need, look at something, you know, that's fairly common, like a knee surgery. I know when I had my first knee surgery, I was in the hospital for almost a week, and it was a half cast from my thigh down to almost my ankle, and it was a pain in the neck. And now they get you out of surgery and they've got you on your crutches or whatever and you're, you know, back to it. Oh, well, almost back to it fairly quickly compared to that. So, no, that's good. But, yeah, I haven't seen a cast. Let's see here. Let me see, Kevin. You're disciplined and smart. You don't fall for sudden online advertisements. Too many people do. They're all suckers. Stay away from the tools, though. Yes, I do. I do. Okay, so here's something that's frustrating. I didn't quiz the person who was here yesterday. We had a new generator put in yesterday, right outside the station. That was one of the problems from Saturday, the thing. It was a great generator. We had it for about 25 years, and it's just time to go. It's done. Anyway, so we have a new generator put in, and it was a pretty big deal. However, one of the things, I don't know, about 2:30 in the afternoon, I get an email from the folks, and it connects with the company of the generator. And it said that I need to put in a registration code for it to work. And so I sent the text to I sent the email to our engineer, and I said, what the is this? I need a code to get in. No, let me see. I need a password to get in, and then the code. Because I told him, look, we paid for this. We gave them money. It's our generator, but now I have to give them, I have to ask them for a code to work. This is new to me, obviously, because I haven't had a generator, but, you know, it was years ago when we had it. We didn't have to do that. They came in. It was Mike Roach Electric did that, and Nick Ferravanti helped as well. And that was it. They put it in, connected everything, and that. I didn't need codes. I didn't need all this other kind of stuff. So, what I did is I looked a little bit on why do I need a code for my generator that I paid for it to work. So in other words, gave them the check yesterday. Here it is. Thank you very much. Good job. They were very nice. Yeah, this is yours. However, I can't use it unless I give them doing this registration code. And again, I wasn't here when it was all done and stuff. And so I just got, it was just one of these things that ticked me off. I'm not, you know, and my engineer and emailed me back and said, Kevin, that's just kind of the way things are now. You have to get an activation code. And so what I found out is a generation activation code is required to unlock the generator's automatic functionality, allowing it to start automatically during a power outage. This process registers your product for warranty coverage and connects you to the network. Without activation, the unit may only run in manual mode. Well, what this ends up being is it's somehow affiliated with the internet. Now, I understand the warranty, but and maybe I'm thinking about it the wrong way. So again, I pay for something. We pay the workers and everything else, but in order for it to work, I have to go in and do this instead of, hey, the job's completed. You're set, good, get ready to go. Have many of you encountered that? Because like I said, this is the first time that I had to do something like this to make sure that a product that I purchased, that I have to then go in and do this. Maybe I have to get used to it, or I'm overthinking or whatever on this stuff. But I was just a little perturbed. And, you know, granted, it doesn't take me much to get perturbed with stuff like this. But I just thought, okay, so will they have the power then to, for whatever reason or mistakenly, disable it, and when we need it, it's not going to be there? Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man.
Okay.
I have generators and solar here, and it's for your protection.
How so?
Because they installed a generator, and it belongs to you. They give you the codes so you can activate it, no one else. Now, this is how it was explained to me by the generator people. I have Generac generators, which are made right here in this country. And you have to have an activation code for solar. You have to have an activation code for the generator. You have to, but you only do it once. So far with my setup, that's all I do. I don't have to do it again. That lights up the generator and says Kevin Will owns this generator, and that's who, and it's gonna operate where it is. On the building it's installed on.
I'm still not grasping, okay? It was connected. It was hooked up.
Correct.
It was tested.
Yes.
So it worked, you know, at least when these guys were doing it. But now I need to go in and register a code other than for this warranty, supposedly. But I'm linked through the internet or something like that. What, I mean, that's the reason for my security?
It says the owner of the generator, that the generator is installed and properly, and the owner of the generator is who lights it up. And that way, no one else can fool with it.
But it's not set up where I turn it on. It goes on.
No, it comes on automatically. Mine do too.
Yeah, but we test it once a week, and then if we need it, we need it.
All yeah, right, that's correct.
Okay, I'm just having.
Trust me, it's for your protection. It means that you the generator. You own it. It's installed at the building it's supposed to be at, or the location it's supposed to be at, and all is good. That's what it does. Don't ask me why, and don't ask me how to work with that code. Well, I don't know.
Well, that was, I guess that's why I got thrown out of Catholic school. I asked too many questions because I'm not comprehending it completely of why is this necessary. Well, so maybe if somebody were to unlock our fence, go over the 7-foot fence we have here, and steal it, they wouldn't be able to use it.
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
Trust me, that just means that the company now knows where that generator is. And you're the only one. You're running the radio station, and it's the initial installation of the generator is now complete, and it's now in your control. Probably be in your engineer's control, but
okay.
So you're not alone not knowing how to do the code thing. I mean, it's a pain in the backside.
No, it's not that I wouldn't know how to. My engineer ended up doing it for me because I just told him, I'm tired of this crap. I'm tired of going in, passwords, codes, and I did like four of them yesterday. And I paid your money. This is my product. Leave me alone. I mean, I realize it's dinosaur thinking in these terms because we have accepted it, or we have to accept it because, it won't work if we don't do this.
That's correct.
All right, I'm just.
It's for your protection.
I'm sure it's for my protection.
That's what they told me.
Yeah,
for your protection. Trust me.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. All right.
Thanks. We'll talk soon.
Let's see here on the text. Many new cars force you to pay an annual fee to use the features. BMW did that for heated seats. The car has the parts in it, but you can't turn them on. Okay, I didn't know that, but thanks. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Just a couple things before you go left. I was in a class one time, and the teacher asked, have you ever lied to anybody? And three people in the class raised their hand, and I was one of them. And he looked at it and he goes, well, these are some truthful people in the audience. And so after class and everything was let out, we went out and I met them at a bar. I said, you don't mind if I sit with a bunch of liars, do you? Oh, yeah, sit down. So, you know.
I like that.
We were talking about driving real quick, and I got the privilege to go back to Detroit and get onto Chelsea Proving Grounds and sit next to a professional driver and take a hot lap in a Dodge Viper. And anyway, we got to, as part of the class, we got to test all these SRT8 models that were coming out. And they had a slalom track with the cones, you know, and they have time trials and stuff. And we go through it and stuff. And this one guy goes through, I mean, he is knocking cones over and just losing control of the car and this and that. And he steps out, and it's a little Oriental guy. And we just look at each other, and nobody said anything, but we started laughing.
That sounds like fun anyway. All right. Because we're up against, I have a question for you.
Huh?
Is your wife a good driver?
She's listening. I've already told her she's a good driver, but as far as a conception of where she parked and basically directions, no.
Have a good rest of the morning and good luck.
You betcha.
All right, we're going to exit stage left. Where am I here?
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Paso Robles Police Department say that a citizen reported suspicious activity on Wednesday and asked law enforcement to check on the welfare of a resident. Officers learned that a resident at a home had been scammed more than $10,000 and that an Uber driver was sent to collect it. The money was returned and the driver was found to have had no knowledge or connection to the scam. Police are continuing to investigate. San Luis Obispo County District Attorney Dan Dow sent a notice to the South County Coalition on Wednesday, saying they cannot identify as a general purpose committee if they support only one candidate in one election. The group was formed on March 26th and donated $10,000 to Jimmy Paulding's candidacy. Dow has called on the coalition to review its legal status and file a Form 410 to accurately identify itself. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump vowing to take his time in making a deal with Iran to end the conflict. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
President Trump says he's in no rush to reach a deal because infighting inside Iran's government is destabilizing what's left of the regime. And in a matter of days, their main source of revenue could be destroyed, too.
If they don't get their oil moving, their whole oil infrastructure is going to explode.
Iran's president denying the infighting.
U.S. soldier Gannon Ken Van Dyke facing charges, accused of betting on the military operation that removed Nicolas Maduro from Venezuela. Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
He's accused of opening an account on the prediction market site Polymarket in December, using classified information to bet more than $30,000 that Maduro would be out by January, allegedly winning more than $400,000.
America's listening to Fox News.
This April, refresh your skin and renew your glow at Spa Allegretto in Paso Robles. Book the Ultimate Skin Refresh Facial and enjoy a complimentary eye and lip mask treatment designed to hydrate, brighten, and leave you feeling radiant. Relax in the tranquil setting of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, where wellness meets luxury right here on the Central Coast. Appointments are limited, so reserve your April facial today. Call Spa Allegretto or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to book.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900 or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
All righty, just about 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
In the NBA, the Timberwolves held the Nuggets to 11 points in the first quarter and came out on top 113-96. Minnesota now leads the series 2-1. The Hawks survived 109-108 against the Knicks. CJ McCollum hit the game winner and ended with 23 points. Atlanta leads the series 2-1. And the Raptors came ready to play in Game 3, outscoring the Cavaliers 126-104, but Cleveland still leads the series 2-1. At the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Avalanche outscored the Kings 4-2. Colorado is up 3-0 in that series. Carolina is up 3-0 in their series after the Hurricanes beat the Senators 2-1, and the Sabres topped the Bruins 3-1. So Buffalo is up 2-1 in that series. And at the NFL draft, the Cowboys traded up for the 11th overall pick and selected Ohio State safety Caleb Downs, and the Rams with the 13th overall pick took Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson. I'm Monty Bolaños.
Also, baseball games, you idiot. It was, let's see, the Padres defeating the Rockies 10-8. Dodgers shut out the Giants 3-0, and Thursday is usually a short schedule. By the way, the Minnesota Twins, where Brooks Lee, San Luis kid, plays shortstop, they lost to the Mets 10-8, but he went 3-for-5. 3-for-5 with a couple of runs scored. The Orioles were off last night. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th in Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical at Tascadero, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, what do we got going today? Well, right now it says 52% chance of some showers. Then sunny by the afternoon. Highs in the low to mid 70s. And some clouds, but for the most part, clear and then becoming overcast, so a little tricky. And then overnight lows in the mid-40s. We'll have clouds on your Saturday with highs in the mid-60s. Highs will be in the low 60s, mid-60s Sunday with some clouds, upper 60s Monday, Tuesday, mid-70s. Same Wednesday, Thursday, upper 70s, and low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down, 6:19 a.m., 7:44 p.m., we are at 46 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters and Atascadero, AtascaderoGunShop.com. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them home safe and sound, that is our job, what we're supposed to do. And even if it's not ours, we want to help the other ones, a lost animal or whatever. Okay, as I look to my left on the famous, famous, famous board here, been around for years, there's nothing, once again. However, if you do lose one or find one, and that would mean winged or webbed 2-footer or more, you can, well, not today, don't give us a call because the office is closed once again. It's a baseball travel day. Baseball travel day. So go to reception at APRL.com. That's simple. And Chris, you're off the hook today. Obviously, it's Friday. And remember, the world famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Okay, got to get this one in. Trivia. This is kind of a weird... Well, not weird. It's just of the... What else was on the charts at the time makes this kind of unique. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They're on file. It's Friday, so I play a little bit of a tease of a song. If you know the name of the artiste or the name of the song, call in, give it a shot. I'll decide if your shot's good enough, and don't answer a question with a question. Watch the inflection in your question. The reason why I say this is weird, because this song was a big hit. I mean, huge. It sold over 800 million copies worldwide. But when you think of what was going on in the world and what else was on the charts back then, it's pretty amazing it did as well as it did. So here we go.
A long time
ago. Ooh, I played too much of it.
238-5775, 238-KPRL. And also, the name of the group is a little misleading. Well, not a little misleading. It is misleading. Because we have a tendency, because of their name, to think that they were from, but they weren't from what the name kind of indicates. All right. Hi, good morning.
Their name? Oh, the Unicorn.
Yes, it's the Unicorn by the Irish Rovers, who were from Canada, not Ireland. Not Ireland. Sir, may I have your name, please?
Yeah, Dan Hartness.
All right, Dan, thanks. We got to get this one in if we can. This was huge. You went to number two, but again, from 1968, when you think about all the other songs from the Doors and the Beatles and all that other stuff going on, this is one of the big ones of 1968.
Long time ago when the earth was green, there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free when the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees. Some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. And he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo. And take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. Those green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. And the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never going to see no unicorn.
The song was originally recorded in 1962 by the person who wrote it, and that was Shel Silverstein. Shel Silverstein, well, what a career he had. He wrote tons of music, including Johnny Cash's A Boy Named Sue, the Glazer Brothers of the famous song Put Another Log on the Fire, wrote some for Loretta Lynn, including One's on the Way. Also, he wrote a ton of songs for Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, including the cover of the Rolling Stone and Sylvia's Mother. He helped write Marie Laveau for Bobby Bear and on. He worked with a lot of people. Very, very talented man was Shel Silverstein. And he also wrote for some movies, and one you may remember is called Thelma and Louise. Also writing for Waylon Jennings, Judy Collins. I don't know if there's somebody that Shel Silverstein did not write for, but that one was from 1968. And again, it was amazing because you had things on the charts like Archie Bell and Adrell's, and of course the Doors, the Beatles, Cream, the Rascals, Otis Redding, and it all fit in. And that that one there, the Unicorn, sold over 8 million records. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You just can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, and a whole bunch more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7